Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
Because I'm going to make this place yours.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. As always, conversations at the intersection of life, community, and business. Always talking to people that do and care. Today, it may not feel like summer across the state of Wisconsin, but we're going to get ready for it. The Bavarian-style pretzel. The pretzel. The big pretzel. How do you like your pretzel? I'm not going to lie, in the Sherman household, it can be dinner. Like the main dish. Two of those big pretzels, sides of the right sauces. I'm going to go with probably a traditional yellow mustard, maybe a honey mustard, maybe a Dijon mustard. Something hot. Have you ever had that hot honey? Like that flower girl in flame hot honey? Oh, it's so good. Like you can put it on pizza too, but it goes really well on pretzels. And then probably a side of cheese sauce. Pretzel sauce dinner done. I've always been a big pretzel fan, and truth be told, I never really liked buying them as a kid at events because they always seemed a bit dry and kind of tasted like cardboard. Not really like you walk up to the counter, like the concession stand with mom or dad, and it says fresh, hot, soft pretzel. They weren't always that way. Even at like going way old school, you may remember this, the Hot Sam's at the mall. Like, I don't know. I'm not sure they were ever like truly what I wanted. And then they came with the frozen pretzels. I'm going back like 20 years ago here. I never could find a brand that kind of met my quality taste bud standards as a young Jeff Sherman. And trust me, I tried. But today, the big pretzel is everywhere, right? Stadiums, arenas, ballparks, brew pubs, and of course, beer gardens. Why? Well, of course, it's Milwaukee's strong German heritage. Plays a pretty good role. And pretzels pair well with about everything. They pair really well with beer, of course, and they pair very well with fun. But until about a dozen years ago, the quest for the perfect soft pretzel in the Milwaukee area was a tough one. Until our guests today, Matt and Katie Wessel, returned home from a kind of a sabbatical of sorts in Germany, and Wisconsin's path to pretzel perfection was paved. But they came into a space, into a business space that had a bunch of big players, right? You had Aunt Annie's, you had like Philly Pretzel Factory, you had Mr. Pretzel, like J&J Snack Foods makes that, I think they make the big brand called Super Pretzel. You can probably see that when you're walking through your groceries freezer section. But Matt and Katie sensed that something was missing. We're going to hear their story of love, pretzel perfection, family, and a whole lot more when we come back from the break. But first, let me just bring Matt and Katie on to say hello and have a fun good morning as we welcome them to WTMJ. Thanks for coming, Matt.
Thanks for having us. Good morning.
Katie? Yes, thanks for having us.
Truly, thank you for taking time out of your day. I'm really interested to hear your story, to hear like how you started the business, where you're at, how it's going to expand, and a whole lot more. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. We'll be right back with the story of the Milwaukee Pretzel Company. Welcome back to The Upswing. We celebrate the possible here on the show, Pretzel Possible today. Pretzel perfection right here in Milwaukee and across the state of Wisconsin. The soft pretzel market is booming and the beer garden season is here, so we are on it. And we are really happy to welcome the co-founders of the Milwaukee Pretzel Company, Matt and Katie Wessel. So how did you two meet? Give us the Wessel origin story, Matt.
Do you want the accurate version?
Well, of course. Yeah, we're going for accuracy here.
So, can I get a rebuttal at least?
Of course.
Yeah, Katie and I met a while ago now. She was actually the college roommate of my younger sisters, Beth and Amy. And I met her through them. And it was just one of those things that I remember going to visit Beth and Amy at their apartment at Marquette. I had graduated, so I was coming back just to visit, and I saw Katie, and I remember thinking, oh, she was dancing and singing karaoke, I think, when I first met her.
By myself.
By 10 in the morning.
Okay. By herself.
What was the song of choice?
Love Shack.
Oh, right. A great karaoke
song.
It was
very good. Yeah. And so we met, and a few months later, Katie was emailing me asking for a song recommendation to sing at her sister's wedding, and we started emailing, and I, always the opportunist, saw an opportunity there to keep the conversation going, and I think Katie responded in kind, although she says I courted her pretty heavily. But before we knew it, we were going on a date in January, and I remember my sister saying, you're doing what? You're hanging out with our roommate? Are we coming? And we're like, no, I'm like, nope, yeah. Just the two of us. And yeah, that was back in 2006.
And we went got Thai food at Isan.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. So yeah, Marquette grads, and then the path to marriage. When did you get married?
Katie,
you remember the date?
2009, June 6th. We're 15 years this year.
All right. So give us the quick kind of career summary for both of you. Like, you didn't just get out of school and say, "Hey, we are going to make pretzels." There was a path there, right?
Oh, yeah. Neither of us did food or thought we'd end up in food. Well, Katie can give her side. She thought she was going to be a chef one day. But for me, I'll go. I started with the Milwaukee Bucks for 5 years. I worked at Marquette for 2 years and got my MBA. And after the Germany trip, which we can talk about, mm-hmm. I worked at Children's Hospital for 3 years. So okay. I feel like I worked for three of the more established and iconic brands in the Milwaukee area, loved it before I jumped into pretzels full time. So I was always in public relations and marketing.
So really got to learn the business world from the marketing and PR lens from some of the top corporations in the area.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
And like Katie? Matt said, I was, before going to Marquette, I was thinking of going to culinary school because I loved cooking. I loved baking, but ultimately decided not to and ended up going to Marquette purely because I thought, well, I want to be a mom and I don't know that type of life if that's going to be able to, you know, jive with that. So I ended up going to Marquette, but still loved cooking and baking on the side. Graduated with a degree in German and political science.
Okay.
And lived in Washington, D.C. for a bit, but was dating Matt at the time and was heavily courted back here. So came back here and...
I think she missed me.
Yes. Well, we like that boomerang strategy, though, from a recruitment and retention lens. You know, you move away. I think probably 90% of the people come back to the market because of family or love or whatever it may be. So
yep.
I like it.
Yes. So I ended up working for my dad's company when I came back just to kind of figure out what I was going to do. And he had sent me over to Germany for the year to help develop their sales presence because I speak German.
Okay.
And it was while we were over there that we fell in love with this German pretzel.
Okay. So the idea then was hatched in Munich, and that was 2013. You said that was kind of the year you spent
2012.
In
yep. 2012.
In Germany. Okay.
Yep.
All right. And so what were you, you know, just sitting under a tree enjoying a Bavarian pretzel and said, "Oh my gosh, this is what my calling is." How did it happen?
So we ate a lot of the pretzels every day. And I think the story that we like to share is there was one night we were walking home from a beer garden, stumbling, as I like to call it, from a beer garden. And Katie pulled out of her purse a pretzel that we had bought maybe at 9 in the morning. And so this was 15 hours later, and we ate it. And we just couldn't believe how good it still tasted. Mm-hmm. And it was at that moment we said, we should sell these when we go back to Milwaukee, because we knew it was only a one-year stint in Germany. And that, to me, that's sort of when the idea first really hit us of these pretzels are not just good, they're incredible. And then we came back to the States a few times during that year, and I remember going to a Bucks game and having a different pretzel and thinking, oh, these are really not the same as what we've been eating in Germany.
Yeah, and I think prior to that moment, there was many times where we were in Bavaria, in Germany, and we were at different beer gardens, and we'd be sitting there with our mug of beer, and we'd be sitting under these beautiful chestnut trees, and you'd look around and you'd see family everywhere, and him and I would be playing sheep's head or some card game, which I would always win at.
True story.
Competitive. That's good. Yeah. I like it.
But so we'd be eating this pretzel and drinking this beer, and you would just feel that really great feeling you feel when you're in great company and you're eating great food and you're drinking a great drink and you're just comfortable and happy. We've felt that so many times with the pretzels. So I think kind of leading up to that stumbling from the beer garden moment, that was kind of leading into that and helping the case for sure.
All right. When we come back from the break, how it all started from South Milwaukee, the Third Ward, to Holton Avenue in Milwaukee's Riverworks area, and now their current location. This is The Upswing. We're talking with the owners, co-founders of the Milwaukee Pretzel Company. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to The Upswing. Matt and Katie Wessel from the Milwaukee Pretzel Company. Katie's going to bust out in her favorite, this is how I met Matt, through karaoke song. Producer Charlie bringing it always. I love it.
It's hard not to sing to that.
They're paying attention.
She's singing and bouncing up and down. It's great. So the WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. We have a bunch of questions coming in already. And, you know, when you have the pretzel experts sourced directly from Germany, you got to ask them. Somebody says from the 414, can you ask your guests this? We had a soft, larger pretzel breadstick with a pure hard butter center while in Germany. They were absolutely delicious. Have you heard of these and do you know how to make them? Any insight there?
I would love to know what region they had this. Okay. So what's really cool about Germany with their pretzels is that each region has their own little spin on their actual pretzel recipe, but then all of the little bakeries everywhere, everyone has a pretzel, but then everyone does their own twist on the soft pretzel. Okay. And so while we were traveling through different parts of Bavaria, we saw so many unique, cool things that you'd never even imagine doing with a pretzel, but it's so part of their culture, just like, you know, white bread here. That's really what it is, right? What it is over there. So we didn't see that while we were around, but we saw lots of different variations of things similar to that different local bakeries were doing.
Different toppings, like everything, nuts, seeds. They would slice them and put cream cheese inside. They'd make deli sandwiches out of the soft pretzels. And I don't mean pretzel buns. I mean the actual twisted pretzel. They would turn into a sandwich. So you'd go into a local, every corner had them, it seemed, deli, and they would have these sandwiches that were pre-made. And a German pretzel is so delicious on its own without a dip, but the Germans, when they do pair it with dips, it oftentimes was more of a cold spread, like an Obatzta or a hard butter. It, you know, there's no nacho cheese pumps in Germany.
that's probably a good thing. So when you got back from Germany, did you come with a recipe, or how did you get that start? You got your start with a shared bakery space. It was Wildflower Bakery, right, in South Milwaukee. Did you come to them with, hey, we have this recipe, we're going to make this pretzel? How did you start with pretzel number one?
Yeah, so that was quite a fun but difficult journey when that all started. So I spent about a year developing this recipe, and I didn't have an actual recipe. I kind of just looked at ingredients that were in pretzels that we saw over in Germany and was really just trying to recreate it for our house because, you know, we didn't live over there anymore and we really missed this soft pretzel. And I'm thinking, how can I make this in our home? But we kind of had the business idea in the background. So what I was saying earlier about how different regions have different takes on their pretzels, what I did is kind of pulled different things from different regions of things that I liked and started slowly working to develop this. And again, it took a good year, but I am very, very much a self-proclaimed perfectionist. So I did it over and over and over again until I felt like it was exactly right. So it really wasn't, there was no base recipe or anything starting with. It was kind of just using knowledge and pulling things together and probably a lot of luck, too.
And pretzels use lye, caustic soda. So the first time we used that in my mom's kitchen, that was a scary moment. Bad. We thought, like, we were all going to die or something. So when we moved back, we lived with my mom for a few months while we house hunted, and she lived in Cudahy near South Milwaukee. So that's how we ended up. When we started making these pretzels and wanting to sell them, we knew we had to do so in a commercial space. Wildflower was in town. We reached out to the owners, and they were willing to give us a few hours a day to go in there in a little corner of the space. So that's how we were able to start making it and selling it.
Okay.
And I just talked with the owners last year at the Christmas market. They're just really, we were so grateful. We look back, if they would not have given us that chance, which a lot of places
right.
wouldn't, we yeah. asked a lot of places, it really would never have started.
Having the landlords and the small business partnerships to kind of found a business, it's truly important. And, mm-hmm. you know, look at where you are now. So you make the move then from South Milwaukee to a kitchen space in the Third Ward, and then to kind of the first big production facility on Holton.
Yes.
On the...
it's right on kind of Capitol and Holton. Yep.
Yeah, right, right yep. across the street from that Walmart.
Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you operated there for years until you moved to your current location, which is on the northwest side where you're operating today, correct?
Correct. Yep. Mm-hmm. So in 2021, we moved into that new space.
Okay. And what was that move predicated on? Just needed more space, wanted to buy a building and kind of make it your home?
Yeah. The place we were at on Holton Street, just it was landlocked. There were other tenants. There was no way to responsibly grow, especially and be food safe. We needed more freezer space, more production space, more office space, everything that you need as a growing business. So we found a building that had not just the space we needed at the time, but the land to grow the building if we needed to, which we're doing now.
Okay.
Yeah, and we really wanted, it was very important to us to own our own property, because we were kind of, you know, we started with nothing. I mean, I put my whole life savings into a mixer,
yeah.
you know, to start off. So, you know, going to that next place is kind of taking that little jump.
We'll hear about the expansion when we come back. Welcome back to the Upswing. Expansion is on its way for the Milwaukee Pretzel Company. Co-founders, owners, Matt and Katie Wessel join us today. There's a lot to look forward to. The couple is looking to expand their production facility that's on Granville Woods Road on the near northwest side of Milwaukee, right?
Yep.
And tell us about that project and what will it enable you as a business to do, Matt?
So we're more than doubling our space. We'll go from 22,000 square feet to about 50,000. And everything that we do today, we'll just be able to do more of. So we need more freezer space, finished goods that we can store on site. We need more warehouse space, so storing raw ingredients, raw packaging. But the biggest thing we're growing is the production space ability. So it will more than double the room we can make pretzels in. And as we automate, as we bring on bigger accounts, so right now we're at a place 11 years in where we can bid on any business in the country.
Okay.
But some of those customers require certain price points or just certain things at consistency levels that you can't necessarily do through hand rolling, which we love to do and will always do. Mm. So you need more automation to service those customers. You can only do that with linear square footage and production space right. that we don't have today. So a big part of that, it'll be done by the end of November or December. And then next year we start to plan how we use that space and the equipment that goes in there.
Is there a target daily pretzel number that's up on the big board that you're like, we have to make X pretzels?
Just more. Yeah. I feel like it's always a yin and a yang too with sales and production. Like production can do more, so sales bring in more, and then sales brings it in. So now the production has to find a way to make more. And as long as those two are relatively balanced, we're happy.
Okay. Well, how do you preserve the taste in the frozen product? Like what does that process look like? I'm sure, Katie, from your chef lens, like that was paramount in terms of mm-hmm. developing the right recipe and process.
Yeah, I think, you know, initially to start, it is making sure that you have consistency across the board. And I've said this before, my greatest accomplishment in life, besides my kids, is scaling a Bavarian pretzel, because it's very difficult to, like any type of yeast-raised product, to consistently create the same product over and over and over again. So in order to make it taste good in the freezer, you have to make sure that consistency is there from start to finish, so that you're putting the same product over and over again in the freezer. And for us, using really good quality ingredients, not using preservatives, not using additives, not using things like that, but then also understanding what our freezer turn needs to be mm-hmm. and making sure that we're not pushing that. We're trying to turn things as fast as possible. Whereas other companies might have things last a lot longer because it's easier, cheaper, or whatever it is. But yeah. we've never, ever sacrificed any of those types of things, which I think is a big reason it does so well in the freezer.
I mean, using that food grade lye for that kind of crackly exterior that you get on the pretzel, like you can't skimp on those ingredients, and it comes through in the end product for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, I want to kind of look at, like, see if you remember your first arena or stadium partnerships and kind of that first grocer that you were in when you saw the product for the first time. And then we'll discuss new pretzel products. Why is Philly still the pretzel capital of the world? And what about pop-ups? What's coming this summer from the Milwaukee Pretzel Company? We'll be right back. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I always enjoy talking with entrepreneurs who took an idea, scaled it, and made it happen in their hometown. And that's exactly what we're doing today with the co-founders of the Milwaukee Pretzel Company. So, Matt, how do you get into the arenas and the stadiums? Was it easier kind of being, having the Milwaukee backing, getting in early, and then what's that process moving forward?
Yeah, for us, for sure, the first ones we would approach, we've worked with the Bucks. We're currently with the Milwaukee Brewers. It's easier when you're a hometown brand and the venues want to start to engage with those brands and offer better food. So that's where we started, and it was really, this is a good pretzel. We want to support the local brand. Then we had to figure out, okay, can we do the volume? Yes. And then there's this marketing component. So they monetize as much as they can, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And when other companies that sell pretzels are saying, hey, we'll also give you a cash spend for marketing, we have to do that as well. So it's not as easy as selling into a restaurant. You have to figure out equipment and that marketing spend. But once the Bucks and the Brewers worked with us, we were able to point to that as a case study, and it was a much easier sell. So now we're with the Chicago White Sox. Mm. We're talking actively with the Colts and the Patriots and the Cleveland Guardians. Now that we have a model for success, and that's exciting because not only is it good sales, but you're in a market in a new way, and that opens opportunities for food service and grocery sales. So it's kind of a cart before the horse mentality.
All right. Speaking of the Bucks, as an old school Bucks fan like me, you'll remember that Bucks Hawks playoff series 2010. It went 7 games. The Bucks lost.
Yep.
But game 4 was pretty special for you. I remember being there as a fan. And you know, it was like that Carlos Delfino, John Selmans, Brandon Jennings era.
Selmans, yeah.
And then Matt Wessel came out, did the national anthem.
Yep.
That was beautiful.
Somebody
did
canceled.
A wonderful job.
Somebody canceled last night.
Get Matt out there, sing.
They called me at 4:30 on game day and asked if I wanted to do it. I'm like, okay, who's not showing up that you need me to do it? I had worked for the Bucks. That was my first season gone, and I think it was a fun thing for me to come back and participate in that way. Terrifying, but very enjoyable experience to sing.
All right. You did a wonderful job.
It was the best anthem they've ever had.
Not true, but I didn't screw up the words, so that's good.
Very good. So what are you looking at in terms of new product lines or innovations in the pretzel space? What does that look like? Are you always thinking, like, heck, what can I add to further the brand?
Absolutely.
Or is it like, all right, we're going to keep it consistent. We're going to stay with what we know.
Well, I think it's really important to make sure that you're doing something really, really well before you go on to that next step. And I think that's where a lot of businesses can sometimes fail or get distracted because they're always trying to do something new. And it's you really got to have your core, and you have to have your products perfect before you go anywhere else. So some of the things that I've been researching and looking into this last year is hold time on our pretzel, of how to achieve a longer hold time once the pretzel's in a warmer after it's been reheated. How can we achieve a long hold time with it without adding in a lot of the junky preservatives, additives, enzymes that can really affect taste? So I spent quite a while looking at this and have developed this and have it in some test markets. It's doing really, really well. So that area specifically, I think we're going to expand more. So that, and when I say hold time, I mean, you know, allowing the pretzel to sit
and not dry out.
It's not dry out.
The work she did got us into Quick Trip. So we're now in every Quick Trip location because they were satisfied with how long the pretzel can sit under a heat lamp and not dry out, which when you're not pumping the pretzel with a lot of stuff, you don't want it to, it will dry out under a heat lamp. So Katie was able to achieve that. So it's innovating our current product, right? But we look at, we have mustard lines that have come out now. We have a new dill pickle flavor that's coming out this month.
And a hot and honey. I don't know if
you know honey, that's really good.
I didn't even know that. I just mentioned that because I'm a fan.
And it's my big thing now is trying to monetize the rejected pretzels. So how do we turn our soft pretzels that we can't sell because they're broken or too big into a different
into
product?
Bites or whatever. So we're not going to see like a Flamin' Hot Cheetos collaboration coming
you
down
might.
The pike. Maybe.
Might.
That's a good idea.
There's my idea for the day.
I mean, that's putting like drying them out, busting them up, making them hard and seasoning them up. Yeah, that would be amazing, actually. Yeah.
All right. When we come back for the last segment, honoring family, some summer plans. When what if Matt and Katie can't find their pretzels in a restaurant? Who makes an equally good one in the area? This and a couple other things when we wrap up our conversation with the co-founders of the Milwaukee Pretzel Company, Matt and Katie Wessel. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, and you're listening to WTMJ. The entrepreneurial journey of the Bavarian Beast Pretzel. Milwaukee Pretzel Company, Matt Wessel and Katie Wessel join us today. So Philadelphia has kind of taken its claim to, hey, we're the pretzel capital of the world. What's a Philadelphia pretzel, and are you kind of positioning, all right, this is what a Milwaukee pretzel is all about?
Yeah, we're trying to emulate that. You want to speak to the difference between the two?
Yeah, the biggest difference is when you have an American-style pretzel, Philly pretzel would be an American, more American-style pretzel, there's sugar in the dough, which you will not have sugar in a Bavarian pretzel. And then the also big difference is that instead of using lye, which is sodium hydroxide, as the coating on the outside of the pretzel, is the wash that the pretzel goes through to give it its dark color and its texture and its flavor, they're using baking soda, which has a much lower pH. So it's a very different style of pretzel.
And lighter
very
in color
different.
As a result, too.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So it's a different flavor. But we, Philly, you know, German immigrants, just like Milwaukee, pretzel stuck there because of the Sturgis family. Here, Milwaukee had a nice pretzel history, tradition hundreds of years ago. Mom and pop bakeries would make them. That sort of died out, and we're trying to bring that back. So our goal is to have Milwaukee pretzels be a distinct type of pretzel and flavor that people might start to recognize over time.
Okay. All right. So if I'm making the frozen pretzel at home, what's the quick, like, maybe the 30-second tip? Am I putting a little water on the top and then the salt, or is it an olive oil, or like what's that process?
One of my favorite things to do, it takes a little bit longer, but it's very, very worth it. So we use malt in our pretzel, and malt is also used in beer production.
All right.
So if you have a malty beer that you like, the maltier the better.
Okay.
And you take half that, half melted butter, mix it together, brush it on the top of the pretzel, and then sprinkle some salt on it, either before it goes into the oven or after it's come out of the oven. It really elevates that malty flavor, and it's a really unique thing to do.
Just
with
don't
it.
Use a microwave.
Okay.
Because microwaves will warm it, but it won't get that outer texture back to its crispier state.
Okay.
You're sort of leaving some flavor on the table if you use a microwave.
All right. There you go. That's news you can use. What about an air fryer for the bites?
Yeah.
Really good. Air
really
fryers
good?
Do good.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We just added the air fryer to the Sherman household, so the kids here, they're going to be like, all right, I can make them in the air fryer.
Air fryer feels so overwhelming, doesn't it? When you first look at it, it's like, there's all these different...
You got to preheat it. You got to know, But once you get locked in, you're like, wow, crispy, easy, carefree.
Fast.
So talk about your work with the March of Dimes. You donate a portion of every online order to the March of Dimes in honor of your son?
Yes. So we, Matt and I had a long journey to become parents and wanted to become parents, and our firstborn had, I went into early labor and he was born at 25 weeks. Mm. It was something we knew was likely going to happen because I had so many problems during the pregnancy, and he unfortunately passed away after he was born. And we now have three living children in addition to him. So, you know, I am very grateful to the March of Dimes and very grateful to lots of people in this community for helping to bring me those children. So I feel very strongly that it's important that we give back, because we have been given so much as a business and as a family, and given so many things that make us so happy.
Yeah.
So we donate a portion of sales. It goes to the Randall Thomas Wessel Memorial Fund, and all of those funds go towards the March of Dimes to help with research. We found out I had a condition that was contributing to this. So we're actually, a lot of the funds that we are giving are going specifically to research to help people who have the similar condition to have children, which is really cool.
A wonderful, fitting tribute. Yeah. Each and every pretzel is going for the greater good.
Yes, absolutely.
I like that a lot. Are your other three kids involved in the business at all, or a little too young for it?
A little too young. They eat, they consume, they product, they taste test. But other than that, no, too young. Eight years old is the oldest.
But they do know how to roll a pretzel. That's
all right,
very important.
That is,
important.
That is essential in the Wessel important. Household for sure.
And my daughter asked me, she said, are you going to give the pretzel company to us? She's our oldest. She said this recently. You're going to give the pretzel company to us when you're older? Who are you going to give it to? I said, whoever works the hardest.
That you're already thinking like a CEO. Yeah. I love it. So quickly, we had about 20 seconds here. If you're out and about and the Milwaukee pretzel brand is not on the menu, who makes another really quality pretzel in the area?
The best that we've had are just house-made ones. Anyone that's being made in the back of the kitchen or in a local bakery is worth trying, and usually pretty artisanal and tasty, is what
I
would say.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Very good. Matt Wessel, Katie Wessel, Milwaukee Pretzel Company. I appreciate your time. Thank you for joining the upswing today.
You bet.